Welcome into another edition of the PBR Minute. Here, Nick Frazier alongside Nashville Stampede head coach Justin McBride. Justin, you guys got one win out of last weekend in Oklahoma City. Some pretty good rides out of your guys. Austin Richardson had a good performance. Caden Loud obviously had a really good ride for the most part. And Alan DeSouza had some good moments as well. Just your assessment after that past weekend and going into Duluth.
Yep. No, like you said, some of the guys had some good moments, you know, made some good rides, did some good things. But this is going to sound like a negative, but I mean it as a positive. They really, really, really underperformed as a whole on the weekend. So what's great about that is they were able to get a win. They were still able to ride some good bulls, this and that. And they didn't even scratch the surface of where I believe we can be as a team. So there's a lot of room for improvement. And I think you'll see that pretty quick throughout the season here as we get going. Like since Oklahoma City, there's been some events across the country, individual events that some of our guys have been to. And Alan DeSouza has just been lighting it up. So I'm really looking forward to seeing him bounce back because he had some get away from him in Oklahoma City that shouldn't have. And I'm really looking forward to seeing him bounce back when we get to Duluth this next weekend. Caden Loud has just been, he's just starting to show what he's really got. I think he's going to have a great year. Austin Richardson. But then we need to get some of the other guys really firing, and I think you're going to see him step up and play big time roles with Jesus Anderson. Some of these guys are going to have some big moments as well, and when they all kind of start doing their job at the same time, they're going to be a really good team.
Yeah, absolutely. You spoke on Alan DeSouza there. You know, he had his first career out as a closer, I guess, back in Oklahoma City against Carolina. I guess what went into that assessment to making him put in as the closer? Is that because of those individual rides you're talking about in between then and now that he's kind of proven that to be the closer for you guys?
Yeah, no, I think you'll see us move Caden Loud back to that position full time. He's just geared for it. Caden does not get too high, doesn't get too low. Doesn't bother him. Like, he doesn't even think about it. If the game comes down to him having to stay on his bull, like, it doesn't bother him at all. Alan, last week in Oklahoma City, we wanted to give him a chance there. We thought we had him matched up really good with the bull he was supposed to ride. Caden had a really, really tough bull, kind of a coin flip in that situation. And so we wanted to try and end on a strong note and give ourselves a chance to win the game in that last ride if we needed. Obviously, it didn't work. Yeah. But I don't think Alan was really comfortable in that situation. And Caden, I think he has solidified his spot. I think he leads the league in walk-off wins. So he's pretty much solidified his spot. He will be our closer unless something drastic happens. And we might look at also, because I think it's just important how you start is how you finish. And we might look at moving Austin Richardson to the opener, kind of that leadoff guy. And, yeah, I think we'll lead off with Austin and close with Caden and hope that the rest of the guys can all do some really good stuff in the middle of that.
Good deal. Yeah, when you spoke on Austin Richardson, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't you have a challenge in Oklahoma City with Richardson's ride? Is that correct?
Yeah, we did. And what happened was, and the judges didn't see it in real time clear enough, I guess, but they had called him for a touch during the 8 seconds. And while they were partly right, the reason he touched the bull's tail actually come up and wrapped around his free arm wrist, jerked his arm down, and made him hit the bull. And that's not a disqualification. It was a really good job of being focused and in the moment by Austin, though, because most people that would have happened to, it would have really just been a big distraction for him. And Austin was able to keep his composure and finish off a really a great ride. He was almost 90. I think he was 89 and change. Mm-hmm. So really a big time ride.
And I asked you this before the season, but you know, Silvano Alves, along with your coaching staff now, how did you think he did in his, I guess, first weekend in the PBR teams event for Nashville?
Yeah, I think he did a really good job. I think it was a good learning experience as well for him. You know, Silvano's always been able to do something about the outcome of the game, right? As far as being in there and being able to control what he does on his bull. And now he's figuring out it's tough to sit and watch. Mm-hmm. You know, you kind of got to do all your preparation during the week and then try and help them put them in the best situations you can. But then you got to let go and just turn into a cheerleader at times too.
Yeah, I'm sure you've kind of had those same thoughts from when you transitioned from being a writer into being a coach. It was probably, you know, tough for you at times, right?
It is. It's different. I guess that's what I'll say. It's different. You know, it's really fun. It's really rewarding. But I don't think you'll ever lose that competitive, you know, part of yourself. And I think the important thing as a coach, you can't compare, like, I can't compare guys to Silvano. Silvano can't compare the guys to himself. You know, you want to see him try to achieve that standard in the way they compete and in the way they ride. But certain guys are just different, and they see things different. They feel things different. And not everybody's going to be like that. So I think as a coach, you got to understand that and work with what you got.
Absolutely. Well, hey, Justin, I appreciate the time. If you want to check out the Nashville Stampede this weekend, they're in Duluth, Georgia for PBR Teams event from July 26th to the 27th. If you want to go to any events coming up for the PBR, especially the Stampede days here in Nashville, you can go to PBR.com or Ticketmaster.com for those tickets. Justin, thanks again for joining, and we'll talk next week, and best of luck this weekend.
Hey, thanks a lot, Nick. Appreciate talking to you.